Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
BJ and Jamie.
Lordy, 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 lordy. Here we go. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the program. Yes, it is a Tuesday before Memorial Day.
Yay! Woo!
I am ready for the weekend, Jamie.
Boy, you were right, too. I saw two RVs this morning.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I did indeed.
Five are parked on our street right now.
Everybody's getting ready to go. Yeah, big weekend.
There's one couple that lives about three houses down. Mm-hmm. They have an RV, and these two people, they argue all the time. Man, they're in the front, in their yard.
Are their names
on the
BJ
side.
And Lisa?
We argue a lot. We do. But no, I think they're beyond us, okay?
Oh, wow.
How these two people survive in an RV together for a complete weekend is beyond me.
Oh, God.
Because they have an RV, and they were packing it up yesterday to go on their little trip for the weekend, right? And they're arguing. They're out there arguing at the RV. I'm like, man, I would never get in that thing with them.
Yeah, that'd be a long weekend, wouldn't it? A really long weekend. God, I hate being in arguments when you're married. It's the worst.
Then somebody decides
to be like silent treatment, and then somebody feels like they're ripped off in the, you know, if you give in, and it's just a whole thing. It's like high school.
And you can't escape each other.
No.
I don't know why, but it's so much easier to give in here in our studio talking with you guys than it is at home. It's just such a defeat when you lose at home.
No, why is that?
I don't know.
Because and if you think about what the argument's really about, it's stupid.
Yeah.
You know, when you really like dig into how dumb it is.
It is.
Yeah.
It's really dumb.
It is really dumb.
We argue over the washing machine.
You did?
Yeah.
Why? What happened?
Over the weekend, because I'm washing clothes, okay? And I started at like 8 o'clock in the morning. And I wanted to get them all out of the way because we're going out of town this weekend. Get all mine done and get Frog's done. Of course, my wife needs the washing machine. So the argument, I should be able to finish.
No, she's going out of town.
You have plenty of time. Yeah, she was going out of town first.
You have plenty of time.
But I got to the washing machine first.
My God, go to a laundromat.
I paid for that machine.
Oh, my God. Oh, you're that guy? I paid for this. Oh, my God. Holly and Steve, my friends, Holly's alcoholies in town. Yeah. You can't believe what they were arguing about yesterday.
What?
So this is so dumb. So it was that Holly... What is that sound? Holly had come to town for graduation, right?
Yeah.
But only one of her cousins was here, and Steve was so mad that she spent all that money to fly here when she didn't see all three cousins.
Oh, man.
I was like, what? And she's like, how do I know who's going to be here and
seriously,
who can make it and
BJ,
who can make the graduation?
I'm on Team Steve. What a waste of money, Steve.
Just to see one cousin. He was so mad.
That's
only
great.
One cousin?
That's great.
Oh, my God, so ridiculous.
We do pick things, though.
I know, right?
I mean, I don't know what. My wife's just as bad as I am, though.
Yeah.
I'm bad, but she's bad, too.
Yeah,
I feel like. When you've got two bads, that ain't good.
That don't make it right.
No, two bads. All right, it is Memorial Day weekend. And a lot of people are going to be.
I hear a hum too.
It's trying to figure out where it's coming from.
I don't
from.
Know where it's coming from. I hear it too. Yeah.
That is so weird.
Listen. Anybody else hear a hum? I don't know. Something in the studio
it's
here.
It's something over there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. I don't know what it is.
Maybe it's your butt. It's early. Come on, friends. Let's have a little fun. We're almost on holiday weekend. Let's do butt jokes.
That's not fun.
Yes, come on. Woo!
It's not my butt.
Sorry about that.
It's not my butt at
all.
That
is crazy, though. It is annoying.
It is. It is. As you said, the RV, 39 million people are going to be driving this weekend. 39
Holy
million
crap.
People
That's
on
crazy.
The highway, they say.
Really?
Yep.
I literally cannot deal with this home.
Shpadil, we have any idea what that is?
No, I can't figure it out.
I hope it doesn't explode.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good.
Well, you said it was my butt. Maybe it explodes. Who knows? Okay?
Yeah, who knows? You're right. Yeah. Okay.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll try to figure out the home.
Yeah, let's
home. All right, we'll be right back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
I don't hear it.
God. That's cool.
It. Where's that buzz?
It's gone. Yeah, it's gone.
Whoo, man, goodness. Man, okay. Oh, man. Right. It would have been a long morning.
It would have.
To hear that all morning long. All right, welcome back. It's the BJ and JB Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free.
It's like that guy who has the barbershop in Los Angeles. And he's playing Baby Shark over and over and over on a loop.
Oh, there's another story about that this morning. Yeah, there's other businesses that have joined him now.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
are they
put
all
speakers
playing
outside, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they got the old Baby Shark song going, which, by the way, I pulled up here. Just because of this story. I don't think so.
Yeah, because when I saw it last night, there were still tents there.
Yeah.
And I felt like the homeless guys were dancing.
It's a row there in Los Angeles where these businesses are just fed up with the homeless people. They're camping outside. Obviously, it's affecting business, and they got to get rid of them, and nobody seems to want to help. So they've decided to play Baby Shark.
Grandma Shark,
So they're blasting this over and over and over again, hoping to run the homeless off, but I think the homeless love it.
Yeah, I know. They were dancing in
the
streets.
I think they just love it. So
you
it's
do
not
get
working.
Used to it. Yeah. We've been jamming out for a while,
that's
the Baby
true,
Shark.
I know it drove me crazy when we used it on the float for the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Yep.
It drove us nuts. All right, I met you in the parking lot today, Jamie.
You did?
Yep, I did. Not intentionally.
Man, just... you are like that bitchy old dude. Slow down!
Well, you come whipping into the parking lot with that souped-up fancy Jeep of yours, and you're doing like 40 miles per hour as you enter the parking lot. And you know,
the kids were not at play.
I do this in my neighborhood. I'll stand out on the sidewalk, and I'm that guy when people are whipping through the neighborhood. Bring it down! Slow down! Hey, you schmuck! And they'll just keep going, and they'll flip me off, and it's just a lot of fun.
Oh, my God. I was like, so what?
I'm yelling at Jamie. But you get out of your vehicle, and you tell me about how delicious your Bud's burger was yesterday.
Yeah, it was. It hit right.
And I got to go there.
You do.
I really do. I'm not that far from it. I live close by.
It's iconic.
Down the street.
And not only that, it's iconic.
Yeah,
hey,
I've stopped in there one time. And the one time I stopped, it was just out the door.
Yeah.
Busy.
So good.
Really
busy. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
they
busy.
Get busy over there.
And I gave Nash his money.
Okay.
Nash
all right,
is
so
the
we're paid
guy
up.
That
awesome.
we put our name on the race car with. And he undented your B&J.
He did?
Yeah, he got up under there. And
it's all fixed up.
He wrecked. He has a race car, the Nash car, and our names are on it, and he wrecked B&J.
What a sweet guy.
Yeah, he is.
He's a nice dude.
So they are paid off. The other thing that happened, at one point we were sitting there, and we're just like, we're not even literally drinking because Holly's there, Christy's there, let's see, Julie's there, the other Christy's there, Garo's there, Valerie's there, I'm there, this is our table, Pete's there, the Southern Pete guy, you guys don't know him, and we're all just like, and a guy named Guy.
Guy?
Guy the guy. And it drives me crazy. Hey, Guy, what's up, Guy? Guy. You know, it's just that. Anyway, so we all had the big table, right? And so we're all just, at one point, Holly's watch said, stand up.
Sitting too long.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Hey, are you dead? You might want to start moving.
Blood clots are in your future.
She has a watch that tells you to stand
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I told her to stand up.
Mine tells me about recovery time.
It does?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It tells you that, you know, if your body, I guess, is recovered from whatever it is you've done.
Yeah.
But it doesn't tell me to stand up.
Yeah, she must have an Apple Watch because I get that every once in a while. It says time to stand.
Does
yeah.
it ever tell you to lay down?
No. It never says that.
Well, that's not fair.
And when Holly showed the whole entire group that we all had to stand up, everybody just was like, meh, we'll do it in a minute.
I would think with Holly, hers would say drink up.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time to have another drink, Holly.
No, she actually stuck with iced tea.
She did?
Yeah. Is that crazy? I was like, you're not alcoholy.
I don't even know you.
Must be the altitude.
It must be.
Got to her, right?
No, she said that she was so wrecked on Saturday she can't drink.
No kidding.
That's the night we went out.
Hung on for a couple of days, huh?
Yeah.
So. Right, the reason I bring up the Bud's Burger is because there's a couple of restaurant stories out there. Two restaurant chains that it looks like they're in a world of trouble. One based here in Colorado, one being Noodles & Company.
I saw that.
Yeah. It looks like they're going to shut down like 20-something stores now.
I don't like their vibe.
I don't either.
It doesn't work for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like fast food pasta, but you sit down and eat it, but it's not nice.
I don't like their menu.
It bugs me. It's all over the place.
And it's just so.
Yeah.
It's just not, there's nothing to write home about. I mean, it's not just over the top.
That one I'm not going to miss.
You know,
so
Noodles & Company is in trouble. And Olive Garden.
Not the Olive Garden.
You've hurt my heart.
Now Oh, God.
Check this out.
A grabber.
They have shut down one third of their stores this week.
You know I know the best one. That's the one in Saudi Aurora.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so the one in Islands Ranch kind of blows, but the one in Saudi Aurora, man, they really put on that liquid on those breadsticks.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. I don't think it's butter. It's like Crisco or something.
Yeah. You know, and guess what? That extra butter they're doing in those endless breadsticks is killing them.
But they've been doing it forever.
Killing them. I don't know.
What is Marion, Illinois going to do? Because they just got one because they didn't have a liquor license on Sundays. And they just got one in Marion, Illinois. And people line up outside.
Yeah.
All the way around the block. They dress up.
It might remain open. Which, by the way, here's something in this story that surprises me. They've shut down a third of their restaurants and they say they're really in trouble. That people just have stopped coming. Their own Bahama Breeze, coast to coast, from New York to LA. How many restaurants of Olive Garden do you think there are?
Oh, that's a good question.
All right. This is a trivia question for you. I think you'll be shocked by the answer. All right. Spadil, you want to go first?
Well, you said there was like 1,100 or something they were closing, so I'm going to guess
5,000. No, I didn't say that. I said they're closing a third.
A third?
Yeah.
Oh, I heard. Okay.
No.
I'm going to go with 5,000.
5,000.
I'm going to go
500.
750. 29.
What?
29 what?
That's it.
In the whole country?
29 stores.
There's four that I know
only,
of.
29 restaurants?
Only 29 with these closures. Only 29 restaurants will remain open in the USA.
Wait, that's not what you asked us, though. You asked us how many Olive Gardens are in the United States.
Right. After these closures.
No, but you didn't do that part.
Well, they're only closing like 17.
Huh.
So there's only, there would be like 55 total.
I know a five here, and that's... I know one in Marion. And
I feel like there's
I know seven in just two states.
I feel like there's
Jamie,
one
am
in every
I reading
city.
This right? Look
know.
At this right here. Look right here. It says, I saw that this morning, and I thought, that can't be true. Mm-mm. Does it not say there will only be 29 left in the U.S.?
Well, only 29 will be left, but I don't know how many that
look at the very top. It says 17 restaurants to be closed. One third.
It's, I don't know.
You see that?
Okay, all right, so AI says, Google says, as of March 2025, there are 934 Olive Garden restaurants.
Okay, that makes more sense.
But doesn't that say that?
It does, it's just wrong.
I saw this in the story, and I'm like, that can't be
true. Yeah,
because
I know of seven just in my little areas.
Yeah, Texas alone has 114 just in the
state. Okay, all right.
But it does, it says, with these shutdowns, only 29 restaurants will remain open in the U.S.,
But this is only ones that are owned by this Bahama Breeze company.
Oh, right.
It's not like all of them.
By the way, the only thing I would say about AI, listen, I asked AI a question about, you know that boat that flipped in Lake Havasu?
Yeah.
It called it an airplane.
That is true. It's got an airplane.
Because it got airborne. It's that the aircraft seemed to have been going 200 miles per hour when it flipped. It's like, it's not an airplane.
AI can have its problems.
Yeah.
I've seen it source Onion articles too. Yeah. It's like,
really?
Yeah.
So just be careful of that, Carson.
All right. Again, these articles, man, when you see them, they're so misleading. I looked at this morning. I go, that can't be true.
Yeah.
There's no way. I know of two in my neighborhood.
Yeah. So I get it. There it's just go. That company.
Olive Garden, they're in trouble. Noodles and Company, they're in trouble. It seems like every fast food restaurant.
I know, and they were trying to figure that out. And the thing is, well, the economy, it's everybody's a little tight with their money right now, right? Number one. Number two is that people just don't go to a restaurant to sit down anymore. It's just not a thing anymore.
You probably don't go as much as you used to, do you?
Oh,
I mean, with your son being gone, for one.
Yeah, but I still go.
You do?
I don't cook anything.
Yeah.
What? Cook at home?
She doesn't even working ovens.
Please.
You got that little easy bake oven.
Oh, yeah. I love that little thing. Yeah. Except for the whole tombstone pizza doesn't fit in it. So I have to slam it on the countertop to break it in half.
Break up.
All right. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to tabloid trash that's coming up next on the program. So stand by for that.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Do I have any audio, Schmidl?
He's not in there.
Oh, okay.
Off running down the hallway.
All righty.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Here he comes.
Oh, here
he comes.
Here he comes. Great. Thank you very much. Better late than never. All right. Yeah. Anyway, TMZ, let's see here. They're still talking about the Diddy situation, right? Because he's still obviously on trial. Harvey talks about Dawn Richards' testimony. Number one, please.
Dawn Richard, who is
Richard.
A member of Danny
Kane,
Richards. Who
it's
testified
Richard.
Today. And I found this really interesting. She was talking about things that she witnessed between Diddy and Cassie, specifically the violence, and that she was warned not to tell anybody about it because Diddy knew, Dawn knew. And the way Diddy put it essentially was that he can make people go missing. And she was asked what she thought that meant, and she said that he would kill people. So that had an impact, although again, was that hyperbole? A lot of people say, I'm so mad I could kill you. That doesn't mean they're going to kill them. And you could definitely view that as a threat, but it doesn't mean that people have actually gone missing. At least so far, we have heard no testimony to that effect.
You know her last name was really just Richards.
Yeah.
And she changed it and not made it all fancy.
Yeah, to be fancy. You're right. Richard. You're right, Richard.
Oh, it's just Richard. Let's see here. He goes on to talk about, I don't even know what this is about, to be honest with you, because I was just handing the piece of paper. Go ahead and hit number two.
I found it really interesting that Dawn in some ways echoed what Cassie said on the stand, which is there was this power dynamic that was so askew between Diddy and people who worked for Diddy, like Dawn, like Cassie, and like others. I am not sure how far that's going to get prosecutors because, yes, he definitely had that power dynamic. But at the same time, Dawn and Cassie and others were clearly getting something out of that relationship themselves. I don't see how you can argue she didn't. And so did Dawn. That doesn't mean there wasn't a power dynamic. There was a power dynamic.
You know, I swear, I feel more and more like Harvey is thinking this isn't going to go like we think it is.
I do too.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. But, I mean, he always puts doubt in my head. The way he talks about it is like, well, they didn't finish the circle. Well, they didn't do this. Well, that's not, you know, now this is a state thing and we're in federal and they didn't prove this. And I was like, stop it, Harvey!
Now, I keep forgetting, Harvey was a defense attorney or?
I don't know what kind of attorney he was.
Okay. I'm assuming that that's what he was because of the way he handles this.
Well, but he also knows like so many people and so many inside things. So I feel like defense attorneys, because he has that one defense attorney in Miami on speed dial, the one that you know defended Cassie, the one Anthony
and ASAP Rocky, right? Didn't he just, he's got that one. Is it the same one?
I think it is. So something people are feeding him some stuff like, well, dude, this isn't really going this great.
I'm not a lawyer, first of all, but
what?
No, I play one here on radio, but I'm not really a lawyer. I've yet to hear any testimony that's earth-shattering, slam the hammer down or the gavel down, and he's guilty, guilty. I've just not heard anything that's convinced me that he's totally guilty yet. Now, I thought I would in the first few days. Yeah. I did.
Everybody did, because those are their two star witnesses.
Yeah, so I don't know.
You know, and then with that baby oil not having any drugs in it, what a letdown that was.
That was huge letdown.
Maybe there's a loophole here with it being a federal case and what they've charged him with. I mean, has he done other things that are crimes? Well, yeah, but they're not coming into play because he's not been charged with those,
Again, he was saying yesterday, Harvey was saying yesterday, that even when they brought the pictures of Cassie and how she was beaten and, you know, the scratches and the gashes in her eyebrows, he was like, they got to be careful because they're leaning more towards domestic violence more than anything, and this isn't a domestic violence case.
Right. He said, like, that has been proven, but that's not on the chopping block.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
There's a video of that.
Yes. The whole thing is, I don't know, you guys. I thought it was a slam dunk, but I'm with BJ. I have not seen the slam dunk part.
I've yet to see it. Yeah. And I wanted him to be guilty.
Well, he is guilty of being just a filthy, disgusting human being.
I know.
But that doesn't get you behind bars.
Crap.
Whereas Harvey said, you know, he's just like, he's just a freak, okay? He's freaking the sheets, man. That doesn't get you behind bars.
A freak.
So we have to prove that, like, people were drugged and bad things happened.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. Let's see here. What else does it? I'll tell you something fun. A happy story. You guys want to hear a happy story?
Yeah.
All right. Peppa Pig is a big sister now.
Is that crazy?
I love Peppa Pig.
That means Daddy Pig and Mama Pig have been doing the, the old sack dance.
No, they've been porking.
Why did I think of that? The parking line. Oh, Jamie, that's brilliant.
Yeah, thank you.
Mama Pig.
Thank you.
Daddy Pig parking.
I had it on my list to grab that audio. I don't know. Anyway, you know the one where she hangs up and she can't whistle. Okay, maybe next time. Anyway, so she had a little sister, and her name is Evie. Evie Pig. I love Peppa Pig.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really, really look at Peppa Pig, not drawn that well.
No. Anybody could draw that.
Yeah, the details are not really in the pig.
And every time I see a cartoon that's not drawn very well, I think, man, how'd they come up with that? Why is that so popular?
Right? I know.
That pig's dumb.
It's dumb. I like those pigs.
We're almost over the pigs at my house.
Because he's 7.
He's getting 7 now, and he's moved on to Minecraft. And, you know, a little bit more, you know, upper class, I guess, than Peppa Pig.
I mean, if you really, really look at Peppa Pig, that looks like a wiener.
It does.
It does, right?
You cannot see it.
Thank you. I mean, I don't want to be juvenile about it, but come on. That is.
Pretty juvenile.
But, I mean, you wouldn't agree that it looks a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, Michael Jordan's troubled son, Marcus. Apparently, he's been in rehab, and he is 40 days sober. Good for him. For cocaine and DUI, remember, he was on the railroad tracks and just a mess. But anyway, 40 days sober and counting, he said, and he's working out and doing all the right things, so good for him. Boop. Did you guys see the Playboy Mansion? It's been redone.
I did.
Yeah. That's been pretty impressive.
Now, what are they going to do with this thing? Is it a museum or something?
No, I think they're going to live in it.
Who?
The guy that bought it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so this guy, this billionaire from Greece, he bought it. Well, he's not from Greece. His dad's from Greece. But he bought it, and he bought it for $100 million a long time ago. They let Hugh, wait, no, what's his name?
Yeah. Hugh Hefner?
Yeah, he let Hugh live in it. He had the property next door to it, this Greek guy. Yeah. And so he let Hugh live in it until he passed away. Then they've done like they've done like a ton of renovations. He only paid $100 million for it, which I'm kind of shocked because it was so iconic.
Yeah, it's a cool house.
And it's in a great spot. I mean, the real estate is amazing. This guy, who, by the way, has the worst comb over you've ever seen in your life, and he's a billionaire. It's crazy. He's only like 40 years old. And he has a horrible comb over.
Don't have money to spend on some new hair?
Exactly.
Come on.
You can buy the Playboy Mansion, but you can't fix your hair.
Certain things can't get fixed, I guess.
But he has that side part, like where he parts it on the side and then flips it over. Ugh, God. I don't know if it's a Greek thing or what. Anyway, what he does, how he got his money, this guy, is his name is Darren Metropoulos, something fancy. Anyway, what he does is when companies are in trouble, let's say Olive Garden or whatever, he buys them up, buys up the entire franchise, like Twinkies. He bought up all the Twinkies, resold it, and he also bought up Chef Boyardee. It was in trouble. Bumblebee Tuna, things like that.
Yeah.
All these big, huge companies, and then he turns them around. Pretty good job.
Fixer upper.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, in corporate products. America. Yeah. I mean, it can't be cheap to buy, you know, Chef Boyardee.
No. He should grab Hooters.
He should.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Hooters
right.
Could use this guy.
They certainly could.
And Hooters would fit with the Playboy Mansion if you think about it.
And Noodles and Company.
Yeah, get them all.
Oh, you're right. Hooters would fit.
Hooters fits.
Yeah. So anyway, that's how he made his money. But just to be fair, his dad had money first. Okay, so it's not like he's some smart guy that like...
Got to have money to make money,
exactly,
Jamie.
Exactly right.
Us that are broke is a joke. We don't have a chance.
So sad. Yeah. I still wanted to be one of those kids that got like a trust fund.
Man, me too.
Wouldn't it have been nice to be trust fund kids, you guys?
Yeah.
Like your parents just all of a sudden like, hey, you're 21. Guess what? You also have $5 million in the bank.
Yeah. And you're like, wait. What? Oh, my God. No. This is awesome. That didn't go like that with me.
I think trust fund babies know before they're 21, though.
Oh, what a great surprise.
They know
that
it's
be,
coming. You tell them from the time they're 5 years old.
But I also know some people that are just waiting for their parents to die.
Yeah.
Seems rude. All right, anyway, there you go, Tableau Trash.
Doesn't seem rude. It is rude, Jamie. Seem it at all.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.